now back to some more items of news. Messages penned by hundreds of servicemen as they made their way to and from the First World War are being published for the first time. Among them are words written by soldiers with links to Norfolk, including Second Lieutenant Thomas William Arms, leading telegraphist Thomas William Bacon, Private James Philip Hare, and Sapper Sidney Samuel Riches. They were some of the troops who, between 1916 and 1917, stopped at the now derelict Peterborough East Railway Station and wrote in visitors' books kept in the station's tea room run by the temperance movement. Now their messages are being digitised for a special memorial project, and organisers are appealing for people to help them find out more about each soldier. The plan is to share each serviceman's message and story on the anniversary of the day he passed through the city. These tributes will be shared on a special website, via social media, and on screens in Peterborough. The website www.peterboroughww1.co.uk is where people can find out if their relatives wrote in the books and share information and photographs. Richard Hunt from Vivacity Culture and Leisure, which is helping to orchestrate the project on behalf of Peterborough Library, said, "Together they provide a unique insight into the servicemen's thoughts and feelings, and we want to try to paint a personal picture of the men who once found comfort in Peterborough. We have found out some of the facts of some of their lives, but are appealing for their descendants to come forward to add colour to the stories of these heroes."
A private plane, reported to be carrying Manchester City captain Vincent Kompany, came off the runway at Norwich International Airport hours after his team FA Cup victory over Norwich City. The incident forced the airport to close for 4 hours on Saturday evening, holding up the rest of the City players, who were seen waiting for their own flight to Manchester. The Citation CJ2, operated by Centraline Air Charter, left the runway during the takeoff and came to a stop on the grass at 6:07 p.m. The five people on board were unhurt. The airport reopened at 9:58 p.m. An airport spokesman said the cause of the incident was not yet known, but the Air Accident Investigation Branch has been informed, which the airport said was the standard practice.
That's all on this part of Chatterbox, but please stay tuned for Information Desk, more news, what's on, and a feature about an eye-catching collection of optical articles. But for now, it's goodbye from
Brian Clark
and me, Alison Aplin.